Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in TV Weather Reporting.
A couple of hours ago, so it has filled in a little bit, filled in with some air,
okay,
not as low a pressure, let me talk, Carol.
Translate that for us. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, if you would let me talk.
I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all the day's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live at noon. Fuck you, mother whore. Shit!
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, May 29th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, the right way to stick your dick in. Plus, beaten with a swan and a botched abortion beatdown. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I am back to end the week with the big Friday program. Thank you guys so much for checking out the show. Really do have a great program for you. Today I'm unveiling our new segment, Tim Has Phone Sex. Ta-da! I've actually never used a phone sex service before, so this was new territory for me, and I wanted to explore some, you know, fetishes that I don't think I have, but I wanted to be open-minded, try some new stuff out, see if it sticks. You never know. All right, so let's take a listen to my phone call here. I'm going to interrupt at a few points because I have some stuff I want to say.
Tim's going to get late tonight. Maybe.
Ooh, come inside the fetish dungeon, slave. S&M, D&D, toilet training, ooh, fantasy roleplay. All administered by experienced lifestyle mistresses who know how to bring you to your knees and make you cream. There are absolutely no restrictions or taboos in this dungeon. No subject matter is ever off limits. If you can dream it, we can bring it to life.
Isn't that the Home Depot slogan? All right, now here's the interesting thing. After you enter your credit card information and whatnot, you don't immediately start the sex talk. No, no, you are first connected to a secretary who gets some information about you. Like what you're into, what sort of lady you want to speak with.
We have ladies 18 through to their late 80s. What age preference do you have?
You can practically hear my mind working here. Yeah.
What's the oldest you have?
80s.
That'll work.
Would you prefer a white lady or a black lady?
White.
Sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, slutty, grandmotherly, motherly, nympho.
The kinkiest you have.
You get this old bitch to shit on me.
In the name you want her to call you, your name or a different name?
My name is fine.
All right, one moment and I'll connect you.
Who knew phone sex companies use Muzak? This doesn't seem right at all.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Honey, my name is Bernice.
Hi, Bernice. What are you up to tonight?
Honey, well, last time I checked, I think I was 5'4". I'm teasing you, dear. You
oh,
know that,
yes.
Don't you?
Little joke there. Listen, how old are you?
How old am I, baby? I just turned 82 last week,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God, that is so fucking hot.
Isn't that hot, honey?
Mm-hmm. I want someone. Are you dirty? I need a dirty old lady.
I'm a fucking slut.
Tell me the dirtiest thing you've ever done.
What's the dirtiest thing I've done?
Yeah.
Well, lately, honey, I just did a gangbang with about 7 guys a week ago where they were all fucking me at the same time.
Oh, nice.
A cock in my mouth, a cock in my ass, a cock in my pussy. Cock in both hands. I mean, you know, how much more fun can that be, huh?
I don't know. Can your pussy get wet, or do you need lube?
No, honey, I don't need lube, honey. I'm really already wet because I've been fingering my pussy most of the night tonight already.
Can I tell you my fantasy?
What, honey, you want to play with my pussy?
No. The other side.
You want to play with my asshole?
I want you to squat over my face.
Yes, honey.
I want to lick your dirty hole.
Will you clean it up for me good?
Well, I don't know about that.
That's what makes everything really hot and good, because I love to fuck, honey.
What did you have for dinner tonight?
What did I have for dinner tonight, honey? I had a sirloin steak and mashed potatoes. What did you have for dinner tonight, baby?
Oh, doesn't matter. I want to taste that.
Do you, baby?
Would you shit in my mouth?
Oh, I'd shit all over your face, baby. That's the best way to do it.
All right.
One good fucking time.
Like, if you were going to take a shit right now on my face, what would it be? Uh-huh. Would it be soft? Would it be hard?
Oh, if I was to take a shit now, honey, it'd be a nice, sweet turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass for you.
All right, so we're going to say about a 5 or 6 on the Bristol stool chart.
About a 5 or a 6, honey, it'd be about a... I'm sure it would be about a 6, because it'd be really good mushy for you.
Oh, my God,
It slap right over your face really good, honey.
I want it to fill
That's
up my mouth.
That's what's important, baby, is to get a good fucking slutty pussy full of shit, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey... I love to just squat right over your mouth, give you a nice, sweet turd that you could just mash with your tongue against the top of your mouth and swallow it for me. Good hot fucking time with each other, baby.
Oh, my face is all brown, covered in your shit.
Yeah, I want to cover up everything with shit, honey. I like that, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so polite, even during phone sex. So there you go. That was toilet phone sex with Grandma. I love the way she said turd. Churd.
Turd, turd, turd.
And is it just me, or did she seem pretty knowledgeable of the Bristol stool chart?
About a 5 or a 6, honey. It'd be about a... I'm sure it would be about a 6, because it'd be really good mushy for you.
And yes, a type 6 on the Bristol stool chart is very mushy. The old broad knows what she's talking about. So there you go, the first installment of Tim Has Phone Sex. Now, like I said, as we progress with the bit, we'll try new things with it. I'll pretend to be retarded and such, I'm sure. I'm kind of upset now that I didn't pick the black granny. I just can't believe they have a secretary, they have actual hold music.
Okay, and what sort of fetish are you looking for tonight?
Well, I really would like a 40-year-old midget with a prolapsed asshole that I can suck on.
All right, let me connect you.
It's an awesome God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, bar, and love. Our God is an awesome...
Hey there, cutie! My name is Tiny Tills! My asshole's sticking out! Wanna push it back in with your tongue?
They should get soul cleansed to do their old music. So there you go. I had phone sex with a scat freak grandma. Moving on. Oh, Jesus. Adam sent in some gagging porn here. Yeah, it's gonna be that type of show today. She can't even catch her breath. She's surrounded by guys, and she's taking turns sucking each of their cocks, throwing up on them, apparently. It kind of sounds like a chicken there. Wait, is that a chicken? What the hell? Animal goes... I think it's a chicken. I can't remember. I'm going stupid. Oh, and now she's getting fucked while sucking another dick. Very talented. That was a big one right there. That was like my father in the morning.
Keep Arch it up. Arch it up. Don't fucking run away from me. Don't fucking run away.
I'm not fucking running away. I'm getting more cock in my fucking mouth.
Shut her up. Who's next?
All right, you get the idea of what's going on there. Oh, I got to say thanks to Greg for sending me a wonderful link to the official furry Wikipedia. Christ. I still want to get one of these furries to call into the show so I can interview them. Anyways, for those of you who don't know what furries are, they're nut job freaks who like to dress up in stuffed animal costumes, basically. Like life-size fox outfits or bears or skunks, kitty cats, whatever. They dress up and they frolic and they have sex, basically. It's a whole community. This is one of those fetishes or lifestyle or whatever you want to call it that is only possible due to the internet. Before the World Wide Web, I don't even think there were furries. I'll have to do some research over there at the fur Wikipedia. Oh, by the way, their address is furry.wikia, I believe is how you pronounce it, wikia.com. And there are over 11,000 stupid articles. I'm just going to click the random page link here and see what comes up. Have you guys ever heard of baked furs? Baked Furs is a live journal community for furs who are into recreational drug use.
Look at me, dressed up like a bee. Where'd I get all this energy? Oh, myth. Ooh, myth.
All right, here's another article. Oh, Jesus Christ. Star Trek Furry Union is an online creative storytelling roleplay community set in an alternate Star Trek universe with intelligent animals in place of humans and aliens. If you thought it couldn't get any more recalculous than furries, no, there's a whole new tier of stupidity. Furries who are pretending to live in the world of Star Trek. I guess, you know, regular furries have to have someone they can beat up. There you go, the outcast of the outcast. Now, I believe Greg found a reference to the furry wiki on crack.com. I think they did an article of, like, the most ridiculous, you know, wiki sites or whatever. And something they found while trolling around the wiki fur community was Nazi furs. It's a furry community who harbors an interest in World War II-era Germany for historical, strategic, living history, reenactment, or fetish reasons. Those guys must be a lot of fun at your furry conventions. Some dude in a tiger outfit sporting a Hitler mustache walking up to all the other furries asking them, "Are you a Jew?" "I'm a dog!" "Are you a Jew dog?" What the fuck? There is a whole community, again, on LiveJournal. I'll put a link to all this stuff on the show notes today so you can check it out, should you dare. Right now, though, we gotta get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news! If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow...
Ah! There's no prune juice?
Grandma!
I'm
doing my show.
I need prune juice right away.
I will fuck you in the ass and loosen up some of that concrete bile blocking your pooper in just a minute. I gotta finish my show first. Good God. Yes, now I will exclusively fuck old people.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
Alright, I just posted a new video cast for Sideshow Freaks, and of course I've got a bonus episode for you guys this weekend. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. SuperFreakSideshow.com, support the program, help ensure Distorted View will be around for a long, long time to come.
Now I gotta shit!
Okay, well, I guess my services won't be needed after all. That is perfectly fine with me. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. A man grabbed a live swan by the neck and used it as a weapon to attack his opponent during an altercation by the bank of a river in Munich, Germany. Thankfully, the swan escaped unhurt. The man who grabbed a live swan by the neck and used the bird as a club to beat up another man has been sentenced by a court in Munich. Those Germans in their tempers. How the hell could the swan be okay? This dude is picking it up by its neck and swinging it around, hitting some dude in the face with it. Oh, I'm reading here in the news story. It wasn't a real swan. It was a guy dressed up in a swan outfit. Those fucking Nazi furs! They're resilient. All right, back to the story here. The swan survived the attack unhurt and flew off afterwards. The assailant, named only as Sebastian, was drunk at the time. Well, of course, you'd have to be. Wouldn't a stick be more effective than a stupid swan? Poke his eyes out or something. He and a friend had been drinking on the bank of the river in Munich when they spotted Stephen L., a tourist from the eastern German state of Brandenburg. Oh, I was all ready to pronounce, you know, a crazy German word, but, you know, Brandenburg is pretty easy. And chose to take offense at the man's eastern accent. They hurled abuse at him, shouting, "Piss off, you eastern pig! They should rebuild the wall right up to the sky because of you!" After they had finished using the swan to hit the easterner, they went on to hurl bottles and even a barbecue filled with red-hot coals at their victim, who managed to escape with only minor injuries.
Yay!
They're still doing that, huh? All right, second story we have for you today. U.S. prosecutors say a 17-year-old whore allegedly paid a man to beat her up so she would have a miscarriage. Smart girl. You know, in this economy, who can afford abortions?
Thank God for abortion. Yeah, I couldn't stand all of those cries from the financial burden screaming right between your thighs.
Oh my God. That song is so great. I think Corey sounds amazing on it, and it's just a catchy song. Catchy like a motherfucker. One of his finest moments, really. You know what? At the end of the show, we'll play the whole thing for you guys who haven't heard it yet. All right, back to the story now. The fetus survived the alleged beating, and the girl and the alleged attacker now face criminal charges. I wonder if that girl got a refund. I mean, she paid this guy to beat her up specifically so she'd have a miscarriage, and he couldn't even accomplish that. What a fag. Aim for the stomach, a couple of jabs, boom. Scrambled fetus will shit out of her. Mission accomplished, right? There's a new term for you. From now on, we're going to call miscarriages and abortions scrambled fetus. If you call into the voicemail line and you need a name, that would be a good one too. Scrambled fetus calling in. All right, finishing up with this stupid story. Prosecutors say the girl paid 21-year-old Aaron Harrison $150 to beat her up after her boyfriend threatened a breakup if she didn't get rid of the fetus. Court documents say Harrison allegedly brought the girl to his home on May 20th, where he's accused of striking her and biting her. Biting her? That's not going to accomplish anything. I mean, maybe they were trying to make it believable as an attack, but they really should have focused more time on the stomach. He's accused of striking her and biting her, leaving bruises on her stomach and a bite mark on the neck. Court papers say her fetus survived. Let's load up the flux capacitor and see what this baby's going to sound like in a few years.
I am the werewolf! Ah! I like to make werewolf movies!
So yeah, the baby survived. Kind of. Final story I have for you today. I've been saying it since I started this show, and this is directed to my underage listeners. Condoms are for pussies. The possibility you're going to get gonorrhea or herpes is part of the fun. That's what makes sex exhilarating, right? Plus, you really can't feel anything through that, you know, industrial rubber. You only live once. You want to feel pussy hair brushing up against your cockhead, if you're into hairy bushes like me. Ask most sexually active people today about the pull-out method as an effective form of contraception, and you're likely to induce eye-rolling and snickers. But withdrawal before ejaculation during intercourse is more than just better than nothing, a new study claims, noting that is nearly as effective as preventing pregnancy as condoms. You know why? Because you're not coming in the bitch! That's why. Who are these idiots who do not understand how pregnancy works? The study's title was Better Than Nothing or Savvy Risk Reduction Practice, The Importance of Withdrawal. It appeared in the June edition of the Journal of Contraception. What? I didn't even know there was such a publication. That's a coffee table book right there. The authors find if the male partner withdraws before ejaculation every time a couple has vaginal intercourse, about 4% of couples will become pregnant over the course of a year. However, more realistic estimates of typical use indicate that about 18% of couples will become pregnant. These rates are only slightly less effective than male condoms, which have perfect and typical use failure rates of 2% and 17% respectively. You're saying you might as well just skip the condom and pull out. That is, of course, assuming your partner is STD-free, but that's easy enough to tell. As long as their lady parts look and smell clean, you are good to go. AIDS is a little harder to detect.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
Well, now, peanut butter AIDS is not hard to detect. Pussy is all chunky. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Checking in with my freaky dickies one last time this week.
Hey, Tim.
Uh-oh.
This is the stuttering community calling.
Yes, nice and slow so you don't stutter.
I just wanted to ask you if you could post an MP3 of that creature autotune you did. Thank you so much.
I could possibly do that. Oh, you like the Pastor Manning autotune song.
When your dick is hard.
Ooh, yeah.
You gotta fuck it like you want it.
Fuck it like you
fuck
mean
it. Fuck it like you mean it.
When your
dick is hard.
Yeah. Very nice. We harmonize nicely.
This is dick. Cock. This is cock.
Okay, moving on.
Hey, Tim and Sue, it's the guy again. I know I called a little while ago, but I just found this website called metapedia.org.
Metapedia?
Somehow it's the alternative encyclopedia, so you'd think it would be some sort of new agey bullshit like that, but it's not. It's the Nazi wiki.
Holy shit. Do a search for furry and see if they've added an article about furry Nazis. Be interesting to find out.
Hello, Tim. Bunny here.
Hi, Bunny.
And in hopes that you continue with your video podcast...
Of course I will.
I'd like to offer up my services as an editor, for free, of course.
Oh.
Not to be condescending, but considering that in today's standards, anything that is, experimental or avant-garde... in contrast to like music or painting or whatever, is completely unpalatable as far as motion picture goes to the idiot masses.
What are you saying? Why do I not understand the words that are coming out of your mouth?
A lot of editing experience, and I understand things like composition and tight editing. Something I could really help you with.
So what you're saying is I don't understand that.
It wouldn't be that difficult. I guess what you would do is you would upload video. You take it yourself maybe to an FTP server, and you just tell me what associated material you want with it. And
well, that's very kind.
Cut it together how you want. And
maybe in the future when I'm doing some actual... Well, like the DV logs that are stuff that I find on the internet, there's no real editing that needs to be done. I just cut them up the way I want to. But maybe when I do some stuff like, like the old videos I used to do about me, making a sandwich and all those little sketches or whatever, I could definitely use some help in that, I'm sure. Thank you.
Hey, Tim and Joseph, guy, you're underage, quicker listener. And I remember you said a while ago that you wanted to try wild cherry Pepsi.
Yes.
Well, if you want to try it, you should probably go to, the Maryland, D.C. area. Because
that
seems to be the only place where they sell wild cherry Pepsi nowadays.
Wild cherry Pepsi. I thought you were talking about Dr. Pepper. I don't know why. Maybe I misspoke. I think I was trying to say vanilla Pepsi. We have wild cherry Pepsi here where I live. So people can stop offering to send me some. I appreciate it, but I have it here.
Timmy, loyal listener here. Look,
I got Pepsi Green in the mail, which is from Thailand, right? Thailand. I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyways, I'm going to be trying that on my my soda blog, Fizzled Out. So that'll be a new video popping up there.
Timmy, loyal listener here. Look, I need to address something.
Uh-oh.
I have Tourette's. I'm a furry. I need somebody with cerebral palsy.
Holy
and
shit.
To all of the people who were bitching about
you. You need to have your own goddamn reality show. I mean, that would be interesting. Why isn't TLC on this shit?
We're bitching about you stuttering.
They do all sorts of reality shows with midgets and fucking bitches who pop out 10, 12 kids.
Stuttery. Fuck off. Seriously. This is my one chance today to be a horrible, horrible person.
Yes.
Just 30 minutes, sit back, relax, laugh about people and all of their issues, and then
yourselves.
I go back to being a perfectly nice person.
Yes,
so exactly.
You know why you enjoy the show? Because you're not a complete fucktard. And you don't take all this shit personally.
Like
those stupid idiot stutterers over there on YouTube.
Despite the fact that you make fun of
quite a conversation going on over there in the comments.
Not equally. Everybody who has issues with you,
yes.
Harden the fuck up.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Timothy. Hey, a while back on one of your shows, you played, I forgot what it was about, like some Christian bullshit abortion thing.
Uh-huh.
But it was all actors. After you played the original clip, you played like all their different takes.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And they were playing this public service announcements about the dangers of boating out here in California. And they're playing it just on a loop, man. Every time I hear these people, I think that's bullshit. These are actors.
Oh, I know.
My son died last year in a boating accident. Oh, bullshit. I listen to Distorted View.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. This is Clark.
Clark!
Russia is our
still listening to this podcast,
hey,
are you,
Tim,
Clark? Jesus Christ. You're a longtime freak.
Russia is our most fucked up country by far.
Think so?
I've known a lot of Russians. I've done work for a lot of Russian people, and they drink freaking vodka.
Yeah.
Like
I've heard
water.
That.
There was a story in the news about a girl that was raised by a Russian family, and she was raised like as if she was a pet. So she was like, you know, 5 or 6, and all she could do was grunt and bark. But
she's like that dog on the bacon strips commercial. That's all she can say. It's bacon! Bacon, 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 bacon! It's bacon!
Anyway,
oops.
Alec, really? Alec, you've heard of Russian people named Alec? How about Alec?
Oh.
Alec, maybe? Alec.
I'm an idiot. What can I say?
Juggoo! Tim, you gotta get more Duke Nukem shit. Juggoo.
Me and Duke Nukem are very close. He's listened, the guy who's done the voice for Duke Nukem has listened to this podcast. And, you know.
Just from Buffalo.
Maybe I will get some more clips from him.
You hear about the guy, I think it was in New York.
Poor
he gets
Duke
up
Nukem
on
forever. That fucking piece of shit's never coming out now that the studio that was making it went under. You know why? Because you didn't come out with a product. You spent 12 years making this stupid shit.
New York. He gets up on the Metro bus, pays his fare, and just wails off and punches this old lady in the face. Just punches her right in the face and screams, "The sick must die." So, you know, I'm thinking maybe your bill to whatever, I can't think.
Kill
the elderly.
My call
might actually go somewhere.
For mandatory euthanasia.
Yeah.
Word. Yes, the idea, the movement is spreading. You know, as we go on with this podcast, I'm realizing I'm a lot like Hitler. I need to check out that Hitlerpedia or whatever, Metapedia. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD is no God.
Oh, it's shit all over your face, baby. That's the best way to do it.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Got one more podcast for you if you're Sideshow Freaks. That'll be posted tomorrow. If you're not a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Baby, I was holding up your pretty head as you lay down with a smile. hospital bed, and now love has been renewed. Money can't buy love, but it can get a fetus removed. Thank God for abortion. Yeah, it makes me feel so good inside. Now I can't afford a television 52 inches wide. Thank God for abortion. Yeah, I couldn't stand all of those cries from the financial burden, screaming right between thighs. How could I take care of a baby when I can barely take care of myself? I didn't need to push you downstairs or use a coat hanger by yourself. You couldn't wait to have that demon tumor down that garbage chute, so you could fit back into your sexy bathing suit. Thank God for abortion. Yeah, the operation made a big sucking sound, just like when you went down on me, but it didn't suck out your dignity. Thank God for your abortion. Bottles of white Chardonnay. I'm so glad you haven't told your whole family, because I'm 38 and you are barely 13. It's one less baby shower gift or a gift on Mother's Day. God bless the USA. Thank God for abortion. Yeah, we know the rhythm method does not work, and if I leave you someday, I don't have to pay child support. Thank God for abortion. Waited so long for this day, and I'm so proud of you, and that I live in the USA.
If you want to check out more of Corey's creation, surf on over to his website, buttfudgesunday.com. He's got a digital download CD with over 40 tracks for only $5. Tons of mashups and original songs. It's a bargain. Oh, and you can also download a bunch of those audio tracks from that fucking nutcase schizo. If you're bored this weekend, check out budfudgesunday.com.
No poop on the dick, huh?
Exactly. I would do that. If I want to put some in the butt with my dick, I'll put my condom on and then I'll go, bop, 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 bop.